Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. This is On Air Daily News for Friday, February 17th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif. And today we hear a tribute to Black businesses by Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton as they honor Black businesses who have excelled in celebration of Black History Month. The event is held at the headquarters of the Black McDonald's Operators Association, BMOA. And there is a history of McDonald's in providing unique opportunities for ownership for those who are entrepreneurs willing to purchase a franchise. Governor J.B. Pritzker acknowledges the history of McDonald's and one of the first to own a Black McDonald's franchise. And in this acknowledgement of Black businesses, Governor Pritzker also reminds many throughout Illinois that business opportunities are available and economic support is also available from the state of Illinois. This is Black History Month, and so many events have heralded changes in the economic climate. New opportunities for growth come as a result of money being issued for new construction, for road repair, for infrastructure repair. And Governor J.B. Pritzker is reminding Illinois residents that he and his administration have been very much forthcoming in providing these opportunities for those who may not have been involved and been included in the past. Neighborhoods are being revitalized as a result of more businesses opening up and providing job opportunities. Governor Pritzker also awarded others who stood tall during the trying years of the pandemic and being able to maintain their businesses, their restaurants, as well as providing other civic activities and other charitable activities, despite the challenges of COVID, making it difficult for patrons to come into many restaurants. Governor Pritzker reminded many that the pandemic was a time of restructuring for many businesses, and he applauded those who were able to maintain their staff and maintain employees who needed these jobs during this time of transition. So we are now joining Governor Pritzker live at this Black History Month celebration, in which he is reminding those in attendance of his many works in keeping Illinois fiscally healthy despite challenges of COVID and other challenges, which have in fact brought out the best in many in the entrepreneurial community. And we are in fact joining live Governor J.B. Pritzker and the members of the Black McDonald's Association, as well as other awardees who are being recognized today for their works.
And also, we have many suppliers who are here as well as part of the McDonald's family. So great to see all of you here for us for what is a very special day. Today is Black History Month. I thought it might be worthwhile to just share a very brief amount of McDonald's history and our journey as a system. It was 54 years ago that we had our first McDonald's Black franchisee, and his name was Herman Petty. If you came to the lobby, you might have seen that we had a bunch of distinguished leaders that we showcased on sort of our kind of our wall of heroes. Everybody from the Delegatis who founded the Big Mac to Herman Petty, who, like I said, is our first McDonald's Black franchisee. What was also great about Herman's background is he started his very first restaurant here in Chicago. He was on Stony Island Avenue down in Woodlawn. He's less than a mile away from where the Obama Museum is going to be. So there's a lot of, I think, rich history and symbolism that goes with that. But Herman, besides being the first Black franchisee in our system, he also went on to found the BMOA. And it goes very much to his spirit and interest in building up an organization, building up his community. And he had a track record for us of being an innovator and a pioneer. And so for us, as we think about our history here at McDonald's and Black History Month, we certainly can't not also think of Herman Petty and the groundwork that he laid for all of us here as well. And part of what happens in our system, as many of you know, is our system is built on being based in the community. And we show up in the community in so many different ways. Of course, it starts with serving our customers. And we are in almost every neighborhood here in the city of Chicago with McDonald's restaurants, serving our communities. We also have diverse crew in many of our restaurants. Our crew that work in our restaurants, more often than not, are overrepresented amongst diverse communities. And part of how we try to give back is around creating jobs and opportunity. When we think about the strength of the McDonald's system, yes, we serve great tasting food, some of which I think you'll get a chance to partake in today. But we're doing so much more than that. We're creating jobs and opportunity for people. And it happens not just in our restaurants through training, but also happens in ways that we do also with tuition reimbursement. We've had 75,000 people go on to get some sort of degree through our Choice to Opportunity program, which provides matching tuition assistance. And then we also are working with our suppliers to make sure that we are buying and providing services through diverse-owned businesses. And here in the county of Cook County, just last year, we spent $53 million from suppliers that are from diverse-owned organizations. So it speaks to how we as an organization think about our role. Yes, it is about food, but it's so much more. It's about supporting communities and particularly supporting diverse communities. We can do our part on this, but as I've said in different settings, we also need partnership. The opportunity, the challenges are so much greater than any one of us can tackle on our own, which is why it's so important for us to have public partnership. And it's why I'm so pleased today to have the governor and lieutenant governor and director here with us, because I think they've also made commitments and see the value of the business community, how the business community can create opportunity. And Governor Pritzker in particular, I think, has a great track record of supporting small businesses, but also making sure that we're taking away obstacles and ensuring that there's equity for everybody to participate in the power of what business can deliver for communities. So with that, let me now bring up the governor to add a few more comments. And again, thank you and welcome to McDonald's.
Legislative leaders that are here today in our community partners.
partners among the audience, and to celebrate the 141,000 black-owned businesses that help make Illinois the greatest state in the nation. Black-owned businesses are key to our state's economic success, employing thousands of workers across the state and providing innovative and high-quality goods and services to millions throughout the nation and the world. And through the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, Illinois has invested over $800 million in black-owned businesses through our Back to Business and Business Interruption Grant programs just over the last several years. Today, I am very honored to highlight three black-owned businesses that have benefited from those very investments, bouncing back from the pandemic better than ever. Here with us today is Tigis Redda, the owner and chef of Demera, an Ethiopian restaurant that has become a staple here in Chicago since its doors first opened nearly 15 years ago. From their signature mesib to their mouthwatering kitfo, Tigis masterfully finished culinary skills have catapulted Uptown's Demera into the national spotlight, garnering recognition beyond Illinois' borders. With Demera's new station at the Time Out Market and their forthcoming Bronzeville location set to open in 2025, Tigis and the entire Demera team are taking Chicago by storm. Tigis, today, especially in light of your humanitarian work to support those impacted by the war in Ethiopia. Thank you for representing the ingenuity and generosity that are growing Illinois' reputation as the best state to work and live in. When COVID-19 forced restaurants to close their doors to indoor dining patrons, Two Fish Crab Shack's owner Yasmin Curtis took the challenge in stride. With the help of a $150,000 back-to-business grant from the state, Yasmin pivoted to producing consumer-packaged seafood boil bags that are now sold by Mariano's and Jewel Osco locations throughout Chicagoland and thousands of grocery stores now nationwide. And that's to say nothing of Yasmin's famous three-way shy sauce. Come to mind. Well, for me, chicken nuggets.
repairing the harms of the past with your entrepreneurial spirit. You are building the cornerstones for a bigger and greater tomorrow when you share your gifts with the communities you serve and when you reach out to give back to those in need. We celebrate you this month and every month, and we stand with you to continue building the pathways for the next generation to take us even further. And with that, I'd like to introduce the director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, who is focused on expanding these pathways and ensuring diverse small business owners are always supported in our state, Kristen Richards. Kristen?
Thank you for that introduction. It is my honor to recognize and celebrate Black-owned businesses, each of whom plays a crucial role in Illinois' economy and their communities. First, we will recognize the Black McDonald's Operators Association of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. The BMOA represents a community of owner-operators who are dedicated to empowering minds and building leaders to create strong neighborhoods. Each owner-operator is committed to addressing the issues of the communities they serve by providing resources and investment where it is needed most. They believe in serving the communities where African Americans live, work, and raise their children. Some examples of their impactful community efforts include feeding over 44,000 families during the Thanksgiving holiday in the past 22 years. To over 30,000 elementary school students within the past 10 years, and employing over 3,000 people throughout Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana. And with that, I welcome each of the following phenomenal BMOA owner-operators here today. Derek Taylor, President, BMOA.
Given to Black businesses today in honor of Black History Month. Governor J.B. Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton on hand to present recognition to those businesses that have been outstanding, particularly during the time of the pandemic. Governor Pritzker and Lieutenant Governor J.B. Pritzker, once again, reminding the audience there of the expansion of these businesses into other neighborhoods, into the Bronzeville community, and the longtime restaurant Demera that is currently in the north side location will be coming to the south side in 2025, as we are told, to open up another outlet. And in these locations come opportunities for more jobs. Governor Pritzker today joined the Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, the DCEO, and the Black McDonald's Operators Association, BMOA, in celebrating Black businesses in Chicago. The Black McDonald's Operators Association and three local Black-owned businesses were honored today during this event, which was designed to celebrate the more than 141,000 black-owned businesses that call Illinois home. And to recap, the event at the McDonald's headquarters comes during the annual celebration of Black History Month, which recognizes contributions of black Americans to our communities and our nation. Black-owned businesses, which include restaurants, retailers, startups, and more, play an instrumental role in contributing to Illinois' overall economic success. McDonald's President and Chief Executive Officer Chris Kempczinski, it's an honor to celebrate Black History Month with the Black McDonald's Operator Association of Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana and so many dedicated members of the Chicago and Illinois business and civic community. The small business owners being honored today contribute so much to our local economy, support diverse communities, and are, above all, good neighbors. He said, I'd like to thank Governor Pritzker for his unwavering commitment to remove barriers and promote equity for businesses across Illinois. Through the DCEO's Office of Minority Economic Empowerment, Illinois is investing in black-owned businesses by connecting them with the resources they need to grow and thrive. This includes convening business leaders through the Illinois Black Business Collective, that's the IBBC, trainings and events, and providing direct support to businesses. Each of the businesses honored at the event serves as a staple of their community. Batter and Berries, Two Fish Crab Stick, and Demera Ethiopian Restaurant. They also received a Back to Business B2B or Business Interruption Grant, the BIG, through DCEO, which provided more than $800 million in pandemic-related funding to thousands of businesses. And a bit of background history, Batter and Berries, founded in 2012 by husband and wife duo Craig Richardson and Dr. Tanya Richardson, they opened Batter and Berries with the intention of introducing a more eclectic style of food to the Lincoln Park neighborhood. Two Fish Crab Shack, launched in 2016 by owner Yasmeen Curtis. Two Fish Crab Shack is a staple of the Bronzeville and Chicago food scene, offering locals a vibrant and fun dining destination for fresh seafood paired with unique and irresistible sauces. And Demera Ethiopian Restaurant, opened in 2007 by owner and chef Tigist Retta. For 15 years, Demera Ethiopian Restaurant has grown to become one of Chicago's favorite restaurants and a staple in the community. Demera has earned recognition in both local and national publications and is rapidly expanding, recently opening a location at the Time Out Market and announcing plans for opening a new location in Bronzeville in 2025. Beyond running a thriving business, Tickets gives back through humanitarian causes benefiting those impacted by the war in Ethiopia, as Governor Pritzker recognized. Congratulations to all of these businesses honored today. That's all. You've been listening to On Air Daily News for Friday, February 17th, 2023. I'm Naima Latif. Until tomorrow, enjoy the rest of your day.
Hi, Naima.
Hi, Jenna. How are you?